Hello, everybody. Welcome to Peck Report. Was there a mysterious extinction event before Adam and Eve? Now, that question might seem ridiculous because if there's an Adam and Eve, how could there be anything before that? Surprisingly enough, Fox News did a report on this, and we're going to talk about that today. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you subscribe, click on the little bell. I'm trying to provide you guys with some more original content. And, you know, I think that would be, it certainly helps me. It is less time consuming for me to do original content like this than it is for me to edit things together. So if you want to see more of this kind of thing, share this video around. Let's get a conversation going. Leave a comment. Give it a like. And most importantly, subscribe and click on the bell for notifications. Now, this is a common question within Christian circles. It's even been debated recently between political commentator Matt Walsh from the Daily Wire and Ken Ham, a very famous creationist, literal six-day creationist, I should say. And you know, there are times where I'll see this kind of thing going on where Christians kind of bicker with one another about some piece of theology or whatever, like how old the earth is or something. And, you know, I just tend to think, you know, can we just have fun conversations about it? Because either way, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, think about it. If the earth is only 6,000 years old, that is really interesting. Because it means that a lot of science is wrong, and then it means that we as humans don't know as much as we think we do. On the other hand, if the Earth is billions of years old, that's also interesting, because it means that there might be some points in our theology that's wrong, which gives us room to grow. And either way, we get to learn stuff that we didn't know. Now, is this something that is a knowable answer? Probably not. I mean, you know, there are those on both sides that will say, yes, it's a knowable answer. Yes, the earth is 6,000 years old, or yes, the earth is billions of years old, and it's knowable. It's not knowable to me. You know, I'll say that. I see where both sides are coming from. Now, with the whole Matt Walsh, Ken Ham debate, I'll say, at the time of this recording, I've seen two videos by Matt Walsh. The first one he did, which then he just talked about how he believes that the earth is older than 6,000 years, that it's, you know, potentially billions of years old. I saw that. And then I saw, you know, Ken Ham responded to it in an article. And then Matt Walsh did a response video to the article. That's what I saw. Now, I know Ken Ham has done a response to Matt Walsh's response, but I haven't had time to watch it yet, so I don't know what Ken Ham said. And I don't know if Matt Walsh is going to or has responded to that response yet. I don't know. But what I don't like is when people's character is called into question. Now, I will admit, I'm not a Catholic, I'm a Protestant, but I have only seen one person on either side of this debate admit he could be wrong, and that was Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh said, maybe the earth is 6,000 years old. I don't know, but here are several reasons why I don't believe it is. So fair enough. I have not seen that on the other side, and this is not to say anything bad against Ken Ham. Also, I will say that Matt Walsh has admitted in his video that Ken Ham is a brother in Christ. And Ken Ham has said that Matt Walsh is a compromised Christian. So, you know, what do you do with that? To me, I regard both of these people as brothers in the Lord. They both admit that Jesus Christ is their savior. They both admit that openly. And sort of seems like, according to scripture, that's all it takes. So I regard them both as brothers. I don't want to see either of them get destroyed. I get no pleasure in seeing either of them, you know, fall into, you know, some type of sin by coming out against one another, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I do think that it's a good conversation to have. Now, we should never bring personal resentment or anything like that into it, or name calling. You know, that doesn't even need to be part of it. And it shouldn't be. It only detracts from the question at hand. How old is the earth? And it's a good question. None of us really knows, and we all have different perspectives on it, and we all can share our perspectives. And we should be able to do that without getting into name calling. Now, the reason I bring that up is because Fox News recently put out an article: did a mysterious extinction event precede Adam and Eve? Now, of course, it's one of the most provocative and misunderstood studies of the year, but scientists in the U.S. and Switzerland have made an astonishing discovery that all humans alive today are the offspring of a common father and mother, an Adam and Eve, who walked the planet, according to them, 100 to 200,000 years ago, which by evolutionary standards is like yesterday, again, according to them. Moreover, the same is true of 9 out of every 10 animal species, meaning that nearly all of the Earth's creatures living today sprang into being recently from some seminal Big Bang-like event. Matt Stokel and Rockefeller University and David Thaler at the University of Basel reached this striking conclusion after analyzing the DNA barcodes, if we could call them that, of 5 million animals from 100,000 different species. The barcodes are snippets of DNA that reside outside the nuclei of living cells, so-called mitochondrial DNA, which, you know, mothers pass down from generation to generation. So with each reproduction, errors creep into the barcode, as they do when you repeatedly photocopy a document. You know, by measuring the accumulated errors, the blurriness or diversity among the barcodes, scientists are able to infer the passage of time. And that's how Stokel and Thaler concluded that 90% of all animal species alive today come from parents that all began giving birth at roughly the same time, less than a quarter million years ago, according to them. Thaler says, quote, "This conclusion is very surprising, and I fought against it as hard as I could," end quote. Now, again, this is not a young, well, I mean, we could have the conversation, but when it comes to things like this, you pick and choose kind of based on what you already believe. At least that's what people do. Maybe it would be more accurate to say people should not do that. But before saying, well, all of this science is garbage because the Earth is 6,000 years old, maybe even if you believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old, maybe there's still some science here that's beneficial and can still work within your paradigm. I mean, it's at least a good idea, I think, to look into those options. Now, what caused animal life on Earth to be almost completely renewed such a short time ago still remains a mystery. It's possible that something more powerful than H-bombs decimated life, and only a single set of parents for each species survived to live and procreate another day, according to these scientists. But the last major extinction event that we know about, the one that snuffed out the dinosaurs, happened, again, according to the scientists, about 65 million years ago, somewhere around there. Now, it's also possible that something in nature exists that limits the size of an animal population. Maybe it's some built-in process that when a population gets too big, it crashes and it's got to restart itself from scratch. Now, in their report published in Human Evolution, Stokel and Thaler offer other possible explanations, including, as Thaler explains, quote, ice ages and other forms of environmental change, infections, predation, competition from other species and for limited resources and interactions among these forces, end quote. But whatever the explanation, he adds, the takeaway is this, quote, all of animal life experiences pulses of growth and status or near extinction on similar time scales, end quote. So that is, you know, humans, elephants, birds, you name it, Earth's creatures tend to stand and fall in unison like the rising and falling of the tides. And even though we don't know what Svengali is directing the show, we as Christians might, but, you know, again, according to the scientists, we now have supposed scientific evidence that wipes the slate clean far more frequently than we ever imagined. Now, many religious commentators misunderstood the study to mean that species abruptly came into being only recently. So to be clear, according to evolutionary biologists, species developed gradually over many millions of years. That's what they believe. That's what they believe the science tells them. And that's what they offer to the world. Now, Stoeckel and Thaler's discovery is that something happened roughly 100,000 years ago that created entirely new populations from long existing species. Now, that being said, Stoeckel and Thaler's study does line up with the Bible in at least two notable ways to certain people in certain ways of looking at this. First, it seems to affirm that we and our fellow creatures on Earth arose from a recent and profound creation event orchestrated by some unknown mechanism. You know, we would say God. And second, the DNA barcodes reveal that species are quantized. Instead of there being a continuum of animal varieties, as one might expect from millions of years of gradual evolution, creatures fall into very distinct, widely separated populations, what the Bible describes as kinds. From the Hebrew word mean. Now, Thaler says, quote, Darwin struggled to understand the absence of intermediates, and his questions remain fruitful to this day. If individuals are stars, then species are galaxies. They are compact clusters in the vastness of empty sequence space, end quote. Now, above all, Stoeckel and Thaler's intriguing study serves up hard evidence for the astonishing fragility of life and a humbling lesson for the high and mighty among us. It proves that we are at the mercy of forces we do not see nor understand, forces that make our existence possible a few hundred thousand years ago, 6,000 years ago, 4 billion years ago, you know, whatever you want to put on that. And that just as quickly, in the twinkling of an eye, can and will one day take us out. Of course, we read about that in the book of Revelation. Now, how we interpret that is up to speculation. All right, if you have not had a chance to do so, make sure you leave a comment and let people know what you think about this study, about this science. What are your thoughts on it? We would all like to know. And please subscribe, click the bell. For notifications, you got to click the bell. Subscribing doesn't mean anything anymore. And make sure you visit joshpeckdisclosure.com. You can go to the Josh Peck merchandise right underneath this video and get a t-shirt if you want. There are several options available. T-shirts, mugs, pillows, lots of cell phone cases, lots of good stuff. So make sure you just got to click on that and it'll bring you to the page. Okay, so all that being said, thank you so much. Until next time, take care and God bless.